because it's so true, right? That realization that you are valuable and that you do have worth. And then you just got to toughen up and realize that and know that and fix your damn ponytail and try it again. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I am your host, Stacy, and tonight I'm actually in the studio solo. It's just me and the headphones and the microphone and my trusty notebook that I carry around with me constantly, where I jot down my thoughts both on topics of the day, work things that are going on, personal things that are going on, and just my thoughts in general. I don't know how many of you hustlers out there carry a notebook, but it has become an essential part of my everyday life. And it's less journaling and more just thoughts as they occur and a way for me to reflect back on those things. So I find it to be pretty helpful. And so tonight I'm turning to my notebook because the topic of discussion tonight is one that's a little bit personal, but that's also, I think, going to resonate with many of you listeners. I am drinking some champagne tonight. I uncorked the bubbly because it just felt like one of those nights to go ahead and open up a bottle of champagne. I know, you know, many of you know I record on a Tuesday, right? So it seems weird that you would pop some champagne on a Tuesday, but it's been a day. I always say, you know, it's been a week. Every week is a little bit of a whirlwind for me as a single mom who is trying to rock out a career and a podcast and some side hustles going on. So every day, you know, is a little bit of a hustle, but I love it. I choose it. That's what I do. That's why this podcast is called Hustlin' in Heels. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. So tonight, I'm drinking Bedazzled, which is a dry champagne. Sparkling wine, I guess I have to call it, right? Because it's not from the Champagne region. So a sparkling wine from Black Star Farms. Black Star Farms is a beautiful bed and breakfast and winery that is in the Traverse City area that I had the pleasure of staying at for a weekend. And it was just a beautiful experience. Not only was the location just fantastic, it snowed, but that's okay. It was spring break, it snowed, it's fine. But the tasting room was just fantastic. We were in the barrel room and we're able to sample a wide array of the varieties that they offer there. But I'm always a fan of bubbly, and so I brought home some Bedazzled, and that's what I'm drinking tonight with you all. So that is my wine recommendation of the week from the upper part, not the Upper Peninsula, for those of you who aren't local, but the upper part of Michigan. So let's jump right into it, shall we? I wanted to talk to you all about a topic tonight that I think the vast majority of my listeners really feel on a lot of different levels. We get a lot of messages. We get a lot of emails where we have folks, members of our tribe, who say, you know, we're trying to hustle out here. We're trying to rock this whole show out here, but we struggle with self-doubt. And so tonight I wanted to talk about self-doubt, and I wanted to talk about how to fight that and how to channel that self-doubt really into self-confidence, how to utilize those strengths that you have within you to have a more productive outcome. It's something that I focus on a lot, and not because I don't have self-doubt, because I do, obviously. And I've just figured out ways to combat that. I've recognized that it exists, and then I've tried to pinpoint why it exists, and then I attack the root, I attack the cause, and I handle it that way, and I try to come out on the other side with a feeling of self-confidence, not just one that's projected, not just one that's fake. It's not a whole fake it till you make it thing. It's genuine self-confidence that comes from a place that you have to work to get there sometimes. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And it really stemmed from, I love my career and I love my life. I have a great friend group And, you know, but even if you are rocking out your life, even if you are chugging along, everybody has moments, and myself included, you know. So I was having a moment where I was really wondering if what I was doing was right. Am I doing the right thing? Is it me? You know, like this whole moment of self-evaluation and self-reflection. Any of my friends and my family can tell you, I honestly don't struggle in the confidence arena, right? And I'm not saying that to be like some stuck up brat or to like project that I have this huge sense of ego, because it doesn't come from that. You know, I have many faults and many failures. I mean, I do the wrong thing lots of times. I like to learn the hard way a lot of times, right? But I do have a pretty strong sense of self-confidence, but it's something that I work at, and it's something that I try to help others realize in themselves, just because I think that if you can get to that place, that will really allow you to launch yourself into, you know, being a better wife, a better mother, a better, you know, better at your job, a better friend. It allows you to have a little bit of contentment with yourself, and it allows you to know your value and know your worth, and then know what's acceptable to you and what's not, and to live your life in a way that allows you to feel confident and feel comfortable with yourself. So, but that being said, I have moments too. And so I was having one of these moments, and as always, when I have moments, you know who I call. I call Carrie, right? Y'all know that. So I'm having this conversation with her, and she's been my sounding board since the first day of kindergarten. And as always, she finds the perfect meme, as best friends do, to send over to me. And here's what it read, and I shared this on my, I believe I shared it on our Hustlin' in Heels podcast page. And this quote said, "You're over here doubting yourself while so many people are intimidated by your potential." So let that sink in for a second. Let me read it to you again. "You're over here doubting yourself while so many people are intimidated by your potential." And she sent that to me, and it was like a lens flip, right? Like a paradigm shift. Like, hey, dummy, like quit focusing on this self-doubt that you're wallowing in, and flip the script. Focus on your capability, not your limitations. Sure, I mean, it's easy to let doubt creep in with relationships, with work, with parenting, with friendships, with social media, where you can get to this place where you start to talk to yourself in a way in which you are questioning if you're doing enough, if you're being enough, if you are enough. And that's a rough place to get to, because the more you feed that voice, it seems like the louder it gets. And so when she sent me that, it allowed me to take a moment and look at myself from the outside. And that quote applies to everybody. There are so many of you out there who are listening who are focusing instead on the self-doubt, whereas if you were to take a step out of your own body and look at yourself from the outside, from how others see you, you would realize the talents, the accomplishments, the qualities that you have that so many people see as your potential. As that one quote says, you know, there are plenty of people who would kill to have your bad day. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes when I'm faced with these periods of self-doubt. There are plenty of people out there who would kill for my bad day. I have a roof over my head. I have children who are healthy and strong and growing. I have food in my refrigerator. Now, it doesn't always taste very good once I cook it, when it comes out of the refrigerator. Regardless, everybody eats. I mean, there's always cereal in the pantry if Mama burns dinner again. Right? I have a family that loves me. I have a strong support group. I have a job that I love. And if I'm over here wallowing in self-doubt, If I step outside and realize that there are plenty of people who would kill to have the bad day that I'm having, that puts it a little bit in perspective. So that's kind of what happened to me, and that's why I wanted to come on the microphone and talk to you all about that realization. And that's a, you know, that's, that happens to me sometimes throughout, you know, throughout the week. Like, I have to get back to that place. I have to get back to that realization. And it's not a, it's not like a self-consumed place. It's not a, it's not coming from a place where, like, I think I'm better than anybody else, because Lord knows I do not. again, lots of faults. I'm a human who makes mistakes over and over and over again. It's like I continue sometimes to make the same mistakes. It's like God saying to me, wait, are you still stupid? Oh, okay. Yeah, you are. You're going to make the same mistake over and over again. Like, so I have to learn the hard way lots of times, right? So I do have to come to these realizations, as I know a lot of you do too. But I wanted to share this realization with you. And I wanted to talk to you about how to get there, about this realization, about your value and about your worth. And what I've found in my life is it's all mental. It is all mental, folks. I mean, it is, you have the power to change it. And that's the shitty thing about it, but that's also the cool thing about it. So suit up, gladiators, and let's stop letting that emotion overpower your intelligence. Let's talk about tonight how you can turn that self-doubt into self-confidence. And really, here's what it comes down to. Here is how I quiet that self-doubt. I want to walk you through kind of some of the things that I think about in order to do that. But it isn't always easy. But I promise you, if you do these things, it'll work. So let's talk about that. What's the first thing? You know, I'm a former teacher, you know, I'm going to give you all a list, right? So what's the first thing? How do I quiet the self-doubter? Well, I first think about where self-doubt comes from. So self-doubt really comes from questioning your value, right? And a lot of times that is as a result of measuring yourself against others. Very easy to do. Easy to measure yourself up against your siblings. Easy to measure yourself up against your friends, people at work, people on social media. So easy to look at your value and then look at others and view that from a standpoint of, well, they have a better life than I do. They're smarter than I am. They're prettier than I am. They're more accomplished than I am. So self-doubt comes from questioning your value. So stop doing that. I know that sounds really, really easy, but stop. They aren't you. They aren't living your life. Release yourself from that judgment, folks. It's as easy as that. Just stop. Now, I have to do that on a regular basis. I'm very active on social media. I'm a public person. And I speak my truth and I say what I want and I share stories and I share memes and, you know, I put myself out there a lot. Now you don't have to do that. And for many of you, that's not an answer. That's not a comfortable place for you. But I just want to share with you that I do that and I make a conscious choice to do that. But I know that by putting myself out there, I am opening myself up to judgment and the questioning of others. So I've either got to develop a really tough skin or I have to release myself from the judgment of others. And that's what I choose to do. There are going to be those people out there who like me for me, who know who I am, who know what I value, and those are my people. And then there are going to be other people out there who look at me from a different lens and maybe see something different, and maybe they don't like that or understand that. But I'm cool with that because I have this sense of self-confidence of knowing who I am because I don't measure my value against them or against their opinions. Self-doubt comes from questioning your value and measuring yourself against others. So stop doing that. You have the power to stop that. You can choose not to allow others' opinions of you to drive your opinion of yourself. I know it sounds easier than it really is. Maybe that's true. So I'll give you some other strategies too. But But it can be as simple as that. But it's a choice that you have to make. And sometimes you have to make that consciously. But when you do that, there's kind of a freeing sense that comes from that. So I had a friend who has recently started a business. She's one of the founders of this business, and she has really been putting herself out there on social media. And, you know, she shared with me that because of a lot of her posts, like, that she has lost some friends or some followers. But what she realized is that the outpouring of support and messages and phone calls from people who are supportive of her far outweighed the negative comments that people threw her way. Because let's face it, folks, if people have the time and the desire to shoot negative arrows your way, are those really the people you want in your tribe anyways? Are those really the people you want on your team? Or is it okay if they go? Because in my opinion, it's okay. It's okay if they go. I can't envision living a life in which, instead of offering positivity out into the world, I offer negative thoughts. I offer can't statements. I offer, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Or I say things like, well, that's probably not going to work. Or that's a dumb idea. Why? Why do people do that? I don't know. I really don't know. Like, that's a big question that I have in my mind. Why do people choose to respond to things negatively, especially in a personal way? I don't know. It must come from from somewhere, obviously. I'm a true believer that people don't necessarily always, even though someone acts a way that I don't think is rational, it's rational to them, you know? So who knows what their situation is, but you don't have to do that, and you don't have to respond to that, and you don't have to accept that. And when you measure yourself against what others think about you, that's you accepting that. And you don't have to do that. You can free yourself from that. You should be surrounding yourself with people who want to see you succeed, because it is really, really easy to fall down in the gutter with them. But why would you want to live there? When it comes down to it, there's this meme that I found on Pinterest. This episode will probably be filled with a lot of Pinterest memes, by the way, because that's what I go to. That's my jam. But I love it, and I look at it often. And it says, "Lions do not lose sleep over the opinions of sheep." So I stick to that. I believe in that, and I forge forward. And that's one of the ways that I think that you can turn that self-doubt into self-confidence. But let's move on to the other one. Here's number two. Mindset, folks, is everything. Every day, every single situation, you get to choose your attitude. Aaron Perry talked about this on last week's episode. Who chooses your attitude? You do. Every day. Your attitude isn't handed out to you when you walk in the door at work. You don't wake up and check the weather and then also check your attitude that is forecasted for you that day. You get to choose it literally every day. And there's so much power in that. And people do not put enough emphasis on the power that you have to do that. Now, how do you set that mindset every day? Well, maybe if you got to fake it in the beginning, then fake it. Again, not a fake it till you make it. But if you got to get there somehow, then here are some things you could do. This is something I do. Every morning, I go on Pinterest. Again, I don't make things. Y'all know that. I don't make things on Pinterest. I don't find like palette projects and do that. I don't like find recipes, but I find quotes, and quotes fuel me because it puts me in the right mindset. So I find a positive quote every morning. I usually send it to Carrie around 6 o'clock. I need that to start my day. That helps me. Maybe something else helps you. How do you get positive in the morning? And it's got to happen in the morning. Maybe you make your bed. I also do that. I think if you make your bed every day, you have accomplished the first thing and you feel good about that accomplishment. You already have an accomplishment under your belt. And here's the bonus. When you get home, you have a made bed, right? Maybe that starts you off the right way. Another way that I get my mind right is I jam out to some music on my commute. Now, I put on some nice songs and a nice level for when I drop the kids off to school. You know, I take them to school, take them to daycare. And then as soon as my last little monkey is out of my car, I crank that baby up. And I listen to some music on my commute to get me ready for the day. Now, I don't listen to sad music in the morning because that would put me in a sad mood. I need to listen to something that's going to get me ready, that's going to get my mind right. So I tend to listen to, right now, I'm listening to Pink. Pink will get you ready. So here's a song recommendation. If you are feeling like you need to get your mind right and you need to turn that self-doubt into self-confidence, here is a song that is now a requirement for you. You need to get on Spotify or Apple Music and listen to Hustle. Appropriate, I know. Hustle by Pink, because that will get you ready for the day. And then it's time to go to battle. You know, some days you have to. Some days you have to go to battle. Some day you gotta suit up and get the shit done. And that's what warriors do. And if you want to have that, if you want to have that self-confidence, you have to view yourself as that warrior. So you gotta suit up, you gotta go in, you gotta get it done. And then once you do that, you get to come home at night, you get to relax in the full faith and confidence that you seized that day. You accomplish things. But it all starts with a mindset, folks. Like, you've got to get your mind right first. And whatever way you need to do that, you know, you got to find what's right for you. But attitude is everything, and you get to choose it. All right, let me take a drink. Here's the next one, number 3. Sometimes my self-doubt comes from when expectations aren't met. And sometimes that problem is with me. Sometimes the expectations are unrealistic. Sometimes I ask things of people, or I expect things of people that just aren't realistic, that are things that they cannot meet. And if I'm the problem, if the problem is with me, then I gotta fix it, right? I gotta own up to that and I gotta fix it. But sometimes the problem's not with me. Sometimes the problem is that the expectation is true, and that the standard that I set is true to my values, and it isn't met. And so if that's the case, I don't want to find myself questioning what my standards are, because questioning what my standards are is going to lead to self-doubt and thinking that maybe those standards aren't right. But those standards are attached to my values, and those standards are attached to my boundaries, and those standards are attached to things that I can accept and things I cannot accept. So what you will allow is what will continue. Believe me, you treat people how to treat you every single day. And what you will allow is what will continue. And if you allow stuff to attack you, to attack your mindset, to attack that self-confidence that you have, that's going to keep going until you stand up to it, until you fix that. So the way that I fix self-doubt sometimes is I have to set a standard, and goddamn, I have to stick to it. Now, that comes with people, that comes with work, that comes with any type of relationships, but you cannot make someone a priority when you are simply just an option to them. And that's what happens sometimes with expectations. So if that's the case, then you have got to change your lens, and you have got to take that self-doubt that is coming from these expectations that aren't being met. I mean, we had a whole episode on this. On expectations. If the issue is that that standard that you have set isn't being met, and there is that self-doubt that's starting to creep in, here is a strategy that, once again, gotta give it to Carrie. Sometimes she will challenge me with this, and she'll say, if Tala, who is my middle daughter, she's 8, if Tala came to you, let's say she's grown, and she comes to you with this exact situation and asks for your advice, what would you tell her to do? And then usually my answer is something that is full of badass self-confidence, you know, do these things, do the right thing, and expect that the right thing is going to happen. So whenever I say the advice that I would give my daughter, Carrie then asks me, why is that advice any different than what you should follow yourself then? Genius, right? Set the standard. And then you got to stick to it. And if those expectations aren't being met, and that is allowing that self-doubt to creep in, you got to go back to that standard and you got to stick with it. And that will allow you this platform from which you can attack problems, attack issues, attack your day from a place of conviction and from a place of, you know, just knowing what's your right and what's your wrong. And that does provide you with this sense of self-confidence. All right, here we go. Number four. Sometimes, and I love you, but sometimes you just got to toughen up. The quickest way for you to acquire self-confidence is to do exactly what you're afraid to do. I've said this time and time and time again. I live by this. Action cures anxiety. Sometimes you just got to do it. You just got to do the damn thing. You got to toughen up. There's this, this cute little saying again. And I think I shared this one. The whole idea of chin up, princess, or the crown slips. Like, wipe those tears, chin up, toughen up, and know who you are. Stand up and know who you are. There's a great Maya Angelou quote that I shared this week where she said, stand up straight and realize who you are. And I had so many people comment on that. Because it's so true, right? That realization that you are valuable and that you do have worth. And then you just got to toughen up and realize that and know that and fix your damn ponytail and try it again. Your own self-talk is very, very, very powerful. And if you feed the tough side, it gets stronger. If you do more pull-ups, you get bigger muscles. If you work out more, you're going to see better results. And the same thing when it comes to your mindset. Sometimes you just got to toughen up. And if you toughen up, and if you chin up, and you hold your head up, then the crown doesn't slip. Then you can have that self-confidence that allows you to walk into that room, that allows you to make that decision, that allows you to make the tough calls, and that allows you at the end of the night to sleep knowing that, you know, you made it through the day, warrior. All right. When all else fails, this is another strategy. I think that will resonate with a lot of you. When all else fails and you are really feeling that self-doubt, sometimes you just got to get out of your head by giving to others. So when I'm questioning myself, sometimes what works best for me is to go and help somebody else because that is an instant value boost. I can help somebody else who might be having a bad day or who might be experiencing self-doubt, who might just need a hand. And by doing so, I have just automatically increased my value to this world. And so it's like when we used to play Super Mario Brothers, right? And you'd run across and get one of the mushrooms and power up. That's kind of what this does. It is a quick and easy and surefire way to power up and to gain some of that self-confidence. How can you do this? Certainly by helping others who are in your circle, who are in your tribe, by being a good listener, by responding, by helping. By giving of, as Mr. Pat Moody would say, giving of your time, your talent, or your treasure. This is an instant confidence booster. It's practical. You get to see your help right before your eyes. And, I mean, bonus, you actually get to help somebody else out and you get to make their day better. So it's twofold here. It serves dual purposes. And I find that to be a very valuable way for kind of an instant self-confidence booster. And it's not self-serving because you're helping somebody else legitimately and genuinely. So I know a lot of you probably find that to be helpful as well. All right, here's my last one. This is number 6 of the list. Your ego, you need to check it. I've been talking a lot about building up your self-worth and your self-confidence, right? But that comes with the realization that you're not all powerful. You're not all important. You're not the best thing since sliced bread. But you are a valuable, loving, capable person. It's just, you can't fall down that slippery slope of then thinking that self-confidence means self-importance. Because where self-confidence comes from for me a lot is the realization that I am flawed. And that despite my flaws and despite my mistakes, I can still soldier on. I can still march on. And so I ran across another saying that I've been looking at a lot. And it says, don't let people's compliments get to your head and don't let their criticisms get to your heart. And I have really been trying to live by that, because as a public person, you know, I talk to a lot of people and I get a lot of messages and I get a lot of emails and calls and, you know, self-confidence, I never want that to turn into self-importance, into self, you know, into just a situation of flattery. That's definitely not what I want, because that's not genuine. Self-confidence to me, means that, you know, it's not the case of confidence to me does not mean, oh, they're all gonna like me. That's not what I'm shooting for. To me, that's not self-confidence. Self-confidence is, I'll be fine if they don't. Right? So it comes from a place from that like inner peace and really feeling comfortable with who I am and confident in my worth and value. But it's not, you know, they all are going to like me, because that's not going to happen, folks. And that kind of goes back to one of those things that we talked about from, you know, not measuring yourself up against others. So there it is. Channeling my inner Gary Vee tonight. I start my day off with his podcast every morning as I'm putting on my makeup and curling my hair. I start with a little Gary Vee, and, you know, that's another way that I boost up my confidence level in the morning. And Gary Vee talks a lot about it being quiet in his head. So he talks a lot, but he doesn't hear the criticisms of others because he's quiet in his own head. He has that sense of self-confidence. And really, the less you feed that voice of self-doubt, the quieter it will become. And so hopefully some of these strategies resonated with you tonight. I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Feel free to tweet at HAHpod. Hit us up on Instagram, on our Facebook page. Give us an email at letschat@HAHpod.com. But this is a discussion that I would like to continue to have. The whole idea of how to channel that self-doubt into self-confidence. And I'm open to more thoughts on this. You know, tell me what I'm missing. I'd love to hear that from you. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for listening, to thank all of you for being in this tribe and for sharing us with your friends, sharing us with your family, and for making us a part of your week. I appreciate that more than you will ever know. You have provided a great forum for us to talk about issues that matter and for us to have discussions that matter and to share our thoughts with each other. And I hope that we can continue to do that. So there's my confidence rant. Take it for what it's worth. And I hope to continue this journey along with all of you. So see you later, hustlers.
Hustlin' in Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Angie Crocker. All views and opinions expressed on the show are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Angie on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. You can also send the show an email to letschat@HIHpod.com. Feel free to write into the show if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. So be sure to reach out to us if you've got a question, comment, want to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all the ladies have today. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for their newest episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.